It was good to get on the grass. I mean, we play on grass this week. I know it's going to be a little warmer in Arizona, but I think it was good for the guys' legs. We'll try to get back out there again tomorrow. We'll see how the weather is. But I thought we had a pretty good practice. Probably had a few more repeats than we should have, but we were just trying to get the football right. That's what we talk about. So having said that, I'll just open it up.
When it comes to Arizona, Coach, what's in their quarterback change, what's the biggest difference between facing Drew Stanton and the biggest difference between facing Blaine Gabbert?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, like always, unless it's a drastic change in the type of quarterback, we just defend the scheme. And I think both Blaine and Stanton are very similar in that regard. One might be a little bit more athletic, or they might run a few more movement passes. But, you know, Bruce likes to throw the football. I still think they have their running backs banged up a little bit, but I think the other guy's a big downhill runner that we got to worry about. And they have skill all over the place. They have speed all over the place. So we're more concerned about the speed and the tight end skill and the scheme more than anything. I think Stanton's done a nice job in the game. He's 9-6, I believe, in games that he started. So he's proven he could win in this league. So he's not a guy we're taking for granted.
Is your quarterback depth chart the same as it was, or, you know, now that you've got the game plan?
The depth chart hasn't changed. You're talking about ours, right?
Yeah,
our depth chart hasn't changed, but I will tell you this. We have 8 reps in practice where we go Giants defense versus Giants offense, and normally Eli would take all of those, but Davis took 6 of the 8 today. So we're amping him up a little bit. I've told you before that he's always preparing like he's going to be a 2 or maybe even play in the game, so the preparation is the same, but we just wanted to make sure we got him some reps on the field.
Will he be active in the game?
As of right now, no, but who knows?
Why'd you want to do that then?
Just to give him some work.
How do you look?
Give him some work. I got to watch the – I can't honestly say that. Can I be honest with you? When we're doing – I shouldn't say this because the guys would get mad at me, but when we're doing that period, my eyes are on the defense. And they should be, right? We had a couple good plays and a couple bad plays. But it's good. It's good. Yeah, that would be bad for, the quarterback. But it was we like doing that because it's hard to simulate the opponent you're playing all the time and get good speed. So at least that gives us 8 plays of speed on speed. It might not be the exact looks we're getting in the game, but it was good.
Has he ever taken one of those snaps in your recollection?
Not to my knowledge. Now, we were doing some of that earlier, then Ben kind of got away from it, and I kind of brought it back, and that hasn't happened since we brought it back a couple weeks ago.
So he's running the first-team offense, your first-team offense against your first-team.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Would you like to get him into a game before the season's over? Is that something, I mean, you're talking about playing with the first team here.
Yeah,
so.
I keep going back to it, and I'm just being honest with you. I'm focused on winning the football game, and to me, winning the football game is with Eli Manning. And should it be anything else, that's probably something bad happened, you know. And I prefer to have Eli Manning in there winning. I'm going to worry about this game first. I know we have 2. That's my preference.
If you record 38, would that be considered?
Then I think you got to figure out. That sounds really good. That sounds really good. Yeah, that'd be. That'd be a good situation to have, good decision to make.
Steve, is that tough for you in the sense that I say your mindset is to win the game, but there might be an argument that it's in the best interest of the Giants to play, and I know the draft too.
Yeah, I mean, I want to do what's in the best interest of the organization, but I do know the organization wants to win football games, so that has never changed. So that's why when I say to you that my mind is on that, it truly is on that, and we'll do whatever we can to win the football game.
Are you reaching a point where you're close to shutting Landon down because he
re-injured
the
ankle? Yeah. Have you seen him yet today? Have you asked him that yet? He's still hopeful. We'll see. We got to be careful. I'd like to congratulate Landon and Snacks for their recognition, Pro Bowl recognition. That was good to see.
I don't know, what do you mean, Snacks?
Alternate. See, I believe that anybody that gets recognized Pro Bowl wise is a compliment to them and to their teammates. So I recognize them all together, to be honest with you.
How do you shut down, and not Chandler Jones? It looks like he's a handful.
Yeah, try to contain him and keep him from wrecking the football game. That's what we talk about, because he is a game wrecker. I mean, we're fortunate. Pat Graham, who's with us at D-line, had Chandler in New England. I don't know if the insight will help us. But he's a really good football player, and he's one of those guys we say that can wreck the football game, so we always got to be concerned about him.
A lot of people say, look at Harrison's Pro Bowl situations, think he was snubbed. Do you feel that he deserves more recognition for what he does?
I mean, I do because, but I'm biased. You know, I just think he's one of the premier inside interior linemen in this league. Now, I don't get my eyes on all of the other D linemen, so I don't want to pass judgment on that because I'm certainly looking at more offenses than I am defense. But, I'd be hard-pressed to say that there's many that do as many things as he does for us. But I haven't seen the other names. I just know I'm a Damon Harrison fan.
Back in the summer, he talked about possibly getting more sacks, more pass rushing opportunities, and I don't believe he's had that many. Is that just
Well, that position's, it's hard to get him, and he's not always in there in the third down passing situation. So if we have him in there more in those down and distances, he might have more because he's talented, and he can get a middle push, which you need in pass rush. It helps the guys on the outside. And actually, last week, he was in there on a few third down plays, so maybe we'll get more of those.
Is there a chance that things could be active this summer?
I mean, as always, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, there's always a chance, but we'll see.
How proud are you of Landon starting now, considering he dealt with some adversity this season, with some injuries? How proud are you to see that he recovered from that to get a starting nod safety for the NFC?
I'd be proud of Landon even if he didn't get the nod, to be honest with you, because I've told you he's a warrior. I mean, he's banged up with that ankle and other things, and he's still playing and still wants to go out there and play. He knows he hasn't had quite the year he wanted to or any of us expected, but it certainly was good football and loves to play the game, and when he goes out there, you can see it.
Wait a second. One more. Last one.
To stats for a minute. If you have him in there on a pass rushing situation, even if he's not getting the sacks and he's pushing the pocket, I guess that could help the outside guys too.
Absolutely. We call that hidden production, and we actually grade that. There's many times, especially for tackles and guys that play up front, where they make it easy for the guys behind them to maybe make a tackle. The linebacker gets the credit for the tackle and gets the production, but it might have been, and a lot of times it is snacks. It takes on two blockers, and in that case, middle push and helps an outside rusher. So that hidden production is really important. People don't notice that on the outside, but we do. We recognize it.